Action and Reaction. First action, Sarah Harris asked to attend.
In early fall of 1832, Sarah Harris asked Crandall to attend the Canterbury Female Boarding School. Crandall didn't respond at first. She knew a decision to instruct Harris might cause controversy. Several weeks later, Harris asked Crandall again. This time, Prudence Crandall admitted Sarah Harris as a full-time student. In a letter to the Windham County Advertiser, May 7, 1833, Prudence Crandall wrote, quote, "Her repeated solicitations were more than my feelings could resist, and I told her if I was injured on her account, I would bear it. She might enter as one of my pupils." End quote. Many parents of the white students began to withdraw their daughters, rather than have them educated with Sarah Harris and Ann Maria Davis. In the face of dwindling enrollment, the school remained open. Crandall did not expect the town to fully support her decision, but she did not anticipate the threats to close her school. When Crandall committed to educating Sarah Harris, she did so openly and did not back down in the face of opposition.